Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owner and operators, here we are toward the beginning of a new year. I hope the first month has been fantastic for you. This is a great time to talk about restaurant budgets and how simple they actually are and how useful they will be in helping you hit your target food cost, beverage cost, beer, wine, liquor, how to hit all of your costs, keep them all in line in this new year. We're going to talk about it right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And budgets, they don't sound fun, but trust me, they're super important and they actually are fun. So I get this question a lot of times, why do I even need a budget in my restaurant? And here's the analogy that I use. See, let's say that you like to shoot guns for fun. So you go out to the target range or a friend's backyard and you put a beer can on a rock and you know you try to shoot it. And when you hit it, it explodes and it's all great. And that's fun. But if you were a sniper in the military, if you were a police officer, if you needed your weapon for protection, you probably wouldn't practice shooting against a beer can on a rock. You'd probably want to shoot against a target. I have a friend who is a sports rifleman. He's actually kind of an expert. He can hit quarters at 1,000 yards, at 3,000 feet. That's pretty insane. But we were talking about it the other day, and in order to calibrate his rifle, he first sets up a target and he'll take a shot and then he'll adjust his scope, take another shot, adjust his scope until he's ready. And then when he's got it all dialed in, he'll start trying to knock off these quarters at 1,000 yards. The point is that if he didn't start with that target, he wouldn't know, is he high, is he low, is he left, or is he right? See, in our restaurants, a lot of times at the end of the month, we may miss our target, but we don't even have a target. We may have a high food cost, but if we didn't start the month with a budget and then start measuring against that budget at certain benchmarks, then we really can't be angry when we didn't hit our target cost of goods sold or our target food costs or labor costs. So a budget helps keep you in line. It helps you know where you need to make adjustments. Now, people often say to me, well, budgets are too complicated. And I remember I was trying to set up my first budget way back in the day for a client. And I'll be honest with you, I went a little crazy on this budget and I had every single line item. And this budget took me weeks to create. And then when it was all done, I was like, why am I tracking half of these expenses that don't change? When I started looking at their gas bill stays the same the whole year. Sure, it goes up a little bit in the winter, goes down a little bit in the summer, but not only does it stay pretty flat, they can't control it. There's nothing they could realistically do to change their gas bill. So we redid the budget and I realized there's really no point in tracking that. So what should you be tracking in your restaurant? Your variable expenses. Your cost of goods sold, which is exactly that. It's the cost of any good that you sell. So this is your food cost, beer cost, wine cost, liquor cost, etc. Your labor, which is fully controllable. And then there's this other category called direct operating expenses. I'm not gonna get into too much detail about what a direct operating expense is here, but basically anything related to sales that isn't a cost of goods sold. So for example, to-go containers in most restaurants are a direct operating expense. Because the busier you are, the more to-go containers you're going to use, but you don't actually sell to-go containers to your customers. So now let's get right into this. Let's create a budget. A lot of people think budgets are really complicated and hard to create, but I'm going to walk you through a quick exercise to show you how simple creating a budget actually is. I want you to pull out a piece of paper right now if you don't already have one out, and I want you to write $100,000 at the top. Let's just assume you're gonna do $100,000 in sales in the next month, okay? Now, if you're gonna do $100,000 in sales, I have a question for you. If you want your cost of goods sold to be 30%, how much can you spend on purchases? I'll give you another second here. $100,000 in sales. Your target is a 30% cost of goods sold. How much can you spend on purchases? If you said $30,000, that's right. That's how easy it is to create a budget. Now let's do the same thing for labor. Same $100,000 in sales. You want to have a 30% labor cost. Well, don't spend more than $30,000 on labor throughout the month. So when you set up your schedules, set them up so they don't cost more than $30,000 in the month. Now, I know this sounds simple. Simple isn't always easy, but this is actually how simple it is to create a budget. Where it starts to get complex is when you have multiple different categories, like food, which may be 60, 70% of your sales, beer, which might be 10% of your sales, wine, liquor, etc. So we started to use spreadsheets for all this, and they look a little bit like this. You can see, like, they'll get the job done, but they're kind of dirty. They're kind of ugly. Well, guess what? It's 2018, folks. If you're still using spreadsheets, you're 10 years behind. You should be using some software for this. Now, there's a lot of different software tools out there. I happen to have created a tool called Bacon, which is what you're looking at right now. And this is exactly how I teach my clients and how users of the software can create a budget and then use it every month. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.